Vernon County is home to Dairyland Power's coal-fired power plant at Genoa. New federal rules require the company to install a new scrubbing system, which removes pollutants from the plant's exhaust. Dairyland spokesperson Deb Mirasola says the new system will create emission changes.
Once the scrubber is installed, it significantly reduces the sulfur dioxide emissions. However, it also causes us to only be able to recycle a fraction of the ash we do today.
Dairyland previously recycled 80% of the ash to make concrete. But the new scrubbing system leaves the ash with more pollutants, which can't be recycled. Mirasola says Dairyland will now have to put the excess ash into a landfill. She says Dairyland is looking at three potential sites in Vernon County. Vernon County Solid Waste Administrator Gail Free says with a good landfill design, there won't be any negative effects.
What our process will be is negotiating with Dairyland Power to have a higher grade landfill than what DNR is requiring. It's basically a community decision what we feel we need for safety measures to protect the environment.
Free says the Department of Natural Resources will inspect the potential sites and test the soil. It could then be another year and a half until Dairyland conducts its own feasibility study on the land. Free says he's been working with private companies to find alternatives to a landfill. State laws say landfill applicants must negotiate the siting with the affected municipality. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.